where the theme will be celebration. Back to this evening, and in an hour and a half from now, I'll be taking you through the night, setting off with a performance of Beethoven's First Symphony. That's at 1 o'clock tonight. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:30. And before we hear Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph, we learnt this week that Julian's been awarded a gold badge from the British Academy of Songwriters, Composers and Authors in association with PRS for Music. The award recognises that he's made a special contribution to Britain's music and entertainment industry over the last 37 years, and our congratulations go out to him. So here is Julian Joseph to present this week's Jazz Lineup, which was recorded last Saturday afternoon in Cork.
Just one of the scores of bands playing in countless venues in the city of Cork, and the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival takes place. Jazz Lineup is here and in residence at the Clarion Hotel and set up in the foyer for a special programme to reflect some of the jazz being performed. Christine Tobin will be along, as will Maceo Parker, Paul Booth, and the City of Cork School of Music Big Band. Well, not all of them. I see there's a piano in the foyer, so if you don't mind, I'll just go over and give it a bit of a workout. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was a piece called The Shadow Ball Theme, and I wrote an opera about the baseball Negro leagues in the United States, which had a color bar, so there had to be two separate leagues. And the story centers around a great pitcher called Satchel Paige, and Jackie Robinson is also features very, very heavily in this opera. It's for children, this opera, so it's a lot of fun, even with a serious subject. In 1947, Jackie Robinson entered the major leagues and was the first to break the color bar. So I thought I'd play a little snippet from that work that I dealt with earlier this year. This is Jazz Lineup at the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. I've been having a great time since I got in here yesterday. I went to the Everyman Theatre and I saw Jason Moran play with his wonderful group, his trio, completely subverting the genre. And then I saw the marvelous Herbie Hancock, a hero to many of us, just playing wonderfully well and looking incredibly well at 70, bouncing around the stage, moving with great health and spirit and vitality and playing like an absolute master. Also playing the Everyman Theatre in Cork is Steve Winwood, and touring with him is a British saxophonist and musician who's no stranger to Jazz Lineup and no stranger to me, because I've known this man a very, very long time. And yes, he's still a young man, even though we've known each other for many years. And he's broadcast with us as part of the BBC Big Band. And when I had a television show, he was one of my guests on there and featured quite heavily. Please, ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome Paul Booth. Now, you've been on tour with Steve Winwood, and you're on tour with him at the moment, playing Cork. And how's that been? What's that like for you?
It's been fantastic. I've been with Steve for about 4.5 years now, and it's been an amazing experience. He's a very wonderful musician to work with, and a very, very nice guy as well.
Now, essentially, you are a jazz musician at the heart and the core of your being. How does it inform your jazz playing, or how different is it working with Steve Winwood as the musician you are?
I think in one respect I've probably got one of the luckiest gigs for a jazz musician to have outside of the genre, because I get a lot of opportunity to kind of spread my wings and just be myself. There's no real restrictions in what I have to play. I mean, you have to play within the style, but I don't really get an awful lot of direction from him. It's just do your thing and be yourself, which is fantastic.
Well, when you are being yourself with your own band, what kinds of ensembles do you put together?
For the last kind of 4 or 5 years, I've been running a quintet. And my current lineup is Phil Robson, who you're just about to hear in a while. Mike Janish, the American bass player who lives over in London. Dave Smith and Phil Peskett. Fantastic group. I've done two quintet albums over the last few years. The last one was called Pathways, and it featured a special guest, Ingrid Jensen, the Canadian trumpet player who lives over in New York, and she's a beautiful, beautiful player, beautiful person as well. So we got her over last year to record the album and to tour, I think at the end of the year, to kind of promote the album, which is a great experience. And currently I'm working on a trio album, so I've just recorded the first part of it. It's going to feature three different trios, one which I recorded in New York with Clarence Penn on drums and Matt Brewer, a very fine young bass player. So.
Well, it's great that you put yourself in a situation where you feel that people can push you and that you can push them. Paul, shall we play a tune maybe?
I'd love to, yeah. What do you want to do?
Talking about original music, shall we play a standard?
Let's play a standard.
How about Body and Soul?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Paul Booth, ladies and gentlemen. So wonderful, Paul Booth, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. With a tasty version of Body and Soul. Well, this is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, at the Clarion Hotel in the heart of Cork for this year's Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. There are two sets this afternoon from the renowned and multi-award-winning singer and composer, Christine Tobin, with her band, Phil Robson on guitar, Gene Calderazzo on drums, and Dave Whitford on the bass. Please welcome one of my favorite vocalists in the whole wide world, Christine Tobin.
Assured, I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel, eyed death and men who were fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion and buried in the hail. Poisoned in the bushes, blown out on the trail. In the corn, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something has been lost. I took too much for granted, and I got my signals crossed. Just to think that it all began on a long forgotten morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like the morning dove. An old man with broken teeth, stranded without love. Do you understand my question, man? isn't helpless and forlorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount. Nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a futile horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation, but they gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, but I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Oh, well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. When God and her were born, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I'll give you shelter. I'll give you shelter from the storm. I'll give you shelter. I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Thank you. It's our great pleasure to be here at the Cork Festival, to be invited over by the Cork Festival and Radio 3 Jazz Lineup. It's a real honour. And of course, I'm coming back to Ireland because I'm originally from Dublin. And the first song that we played for you there was called Shelter from the Storm. And it's not strictly one from the jazz standards repertoire. It's written, in fact, by Bob Dylan. Anyway, we sort of gave it a slight hint, a bit of a nod to the boogaloo to bring it a little bit into the jazz idiom. For this next piece, this is originally a poem, and of course it still is one of the finest poems by the great Irish poet W.B. Yeats, and it's called Sailing to Byzantium. And this year, in June, I was very lucky to be asked to do a performance related to W.B. Yeats by the National Library up in Dublin. And so I set some poems by W.B. Yeats to music. And this is one of them.
That is no country for old men, the young in one another's arms. Birds in the trees, those dying generations at their song. The salmon falls, the mackerel crowded seas. and dies. Caught in that sensual music, all neglect. Monuments of an aging intellect. An aged man is but a paltry thing, a tattered cloth upon a stick. Unless soul clap its hands and sing and louder sing. For every tatter in its mortal dress, nor is there sin but studying monuments of its own magnificence. And therefore I have sailed the seas and come to the holy city of Byzantium. O sages standing in God's holy fire, as in the gold mosaic of a wall, come from the holy fire burn in a gyre, and be the singing masters of my soul. Consume my heart away, sick with desire, and fastened to a dying animal. It knows not what it is, and gather me into the artifice of eternity. Once out of nature, I shall never take my bodily form from any natural thing, but such a form as Grecian goldsmiths make of hammered gold and golden enamel. and bow to sing. To lords and ladies of Byzantium, of what is past or passing or to come.
Thank you very much. I thought it would be nice to do an Irish poem, seeing as we're in Cork. So that's thank you to W.B. Yeats. I hope he's snug in his grave and not sort of turning round. I'm sure he'd approve. He was a forward-thinking man. This is a song called Black and Blue. Thank you.
dancing. I'm a vagabond soul, seeking beauty and romancing. I gotta keep the faith, or I got to find what is true. I might still be searching when I'm old.
Christine Tobin, ladies and gentlemen, with Dave Whitford, Gene Calderazzo, and Phil Robson. Christine Tobin. Just across the river here in Cork is the City of Cork School of Music. Last year they held an open day where you were treated to a guided tour of their fabulous facility, taking in the library with its panoramic views of the city, the drama suite, the state-of-the-art recording studio, and this I've never seen before, the double bass studio. Amazing. The percussion studio and the early music room. And it boasts 40 pianos, I hear. I'm going to find out a little more about that. The facilities sound wonderful. And to tell us more and specifically about the City of Cork School of Music Big Band is their director, John O'Connor. Welcome, John. It's good to have you here.
Welcome to Cork, Julian.
A double bass studio.
Oh, of course, you have to have one.
Go figure, that's brilliant. I love that. 40 pianos?
I must correct you on that.
Go on.
We actually have 58 Steinway grand pianos.
58. I'm impressed. I'm going to have to visit there a little more often.
Please do.
So you run the big band and put it together. Now, did you first start this band with Ian Darrington?
Yes, the band started 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we brought over Ian Darrington from Wigan to kickstart the band at the time. So he came over and gave us workshops a couple of times a year for the first few years. He's a fantastic and enthusiastic jazz educator and still is.
So how's the band running now? I mean, you just played a gig yesterday opposite North Texas University. How did you compare? Because I know they've had a music, jazz music program there for a long time in the city.
Yes, well, I have to say that the 1 o'clock lab band from University of North Texas has been one of the best experiences we've ever had in the school. They are a stunning big band by any criteria. They really are. They're the top band in their college of 9 big bands,
okay,
and 40 jazz combos, and the musicians that they are so enthusiastic and committed and creative that they were a wonderful inspiration to our musicians, and their director, Dr. Steve Wiest, again a fantastic and inspirational man. He gave us a workshop on Friday afternoon, which is one of the best jazz workshops I've ever experienced, and then last night we had the privilege of sharing the stage with them, and they were just fantastic. Needless to say, they blew us away, but it was in a good way.
Well, I'm sure the students and the City of Cork are valuing the music school greatly, because you're putting on many programs and there's facilities and availability and connections to the professional music world.
Absolutely. I mean, we do think we now have one of the best facilities for music education, probably in Europe. We were very lucky to be a pilot public-private partnership program here in Ireland. So the state commissioned the conservatory from a development consortium who own and run it and give it to the state, who give it to us, for the next 20 years. And really, the facilities are, we think, second to none.
Now, running the big band, repertoire, how do you deal with that?
Well, Obviously, we have a kind of a transient student population, and it's vital that we inculcate them with the repertoire. So we're principally a repertory band. We do the great music of Count Basie Book, Duke Ellington Book, Buddy Rich Orchestra, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, all of the great books, to really get them speaking the language and develop those chops. And now we've also, in recent years, facilitated our own student composers. And we've had two wonderful students, particularly Cormac McCarthy, who's now studying in DePaul University in Chicago, and Sam Perkin, who's still playing with the band and doing postgrad, who have written pieces specially for the band. And again, they're really talented young composers.
How does the Cork Jazz Festival vamp up activities at the school, and especially for the big band?
You can't describe really how important the Jazz Festival is for the musical community in Cork. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing influx of the best musicians in the world who have been very accessible to us. Friday was a remarkable day. We had a workshop with Charles McPherson and his quartet in the morning. And what a gentleman, and what a player. Then, of course, we were hanging out with Herbie Hancock and Greg Fillinganes in the afternoon. They rehearsed, they used the School of Music to rehearse his band for his European tour. And it was a fantastic privilege to have Herbie and his band there. Then we had Charlie Hayden at tea time. Charlie came over and, again, a most inspirational man. It was fantastic to meet him.
Sounds like the school is getting many things that everybody would envy. Other schools and certainly other festivals would actually envy.
Oh, absolutely. Completely.
So how about, have you just got one gig at the festival, or are students spread around the festival?
Well, the students tend to disperse and populate every single public house and hotel for the weekend, and most of them are working in small groups and their own bands across the whole festival, so it's a great opportunity for them to work. We do, every year, we do two special concerts for families on the Saturday morning, and we introduce big band jazz to a younger family audience. That's been very successful for the last 17 years.
And outside of the festival, does it bring a life to the jazz blood in Cork through the music school?
Oh, completely. I mean, the school would be the focus and the place where most of the professional, semi-professional musicians would study. Mm-hmm. So it's a great hub for that, a great melting pot.
Well, what's the future of the band? What are you looking to develop? You're doing core repertoire right now. And it's a forum for composers inside the group. And where do you see the band going in the future?
Well, we've got a second band going. We've got a training band going for younger musicians. So we're heading towards, I think we're going to try and go for the nine big bands in the school. I think that's what we're aiming at.
Very ambitious. Well, you've got to be ambitious.
Absolutely.
And ambitious for the music. Well, John O'Connor, thank you so much for speaking with us, and I believe you brought one of your great students and members of the band to come and join in with me.
Completely, yes. Ger Harrington is a recent graduate of ours. He comes from the furthest corner of Europe, Castletown Bear, and he arrived to us as an electric bass player with an unfortunate predilection for 80s pop music, but we converted him into a jazz double bass player, and he's a very fine musician indeed.
Well, John O'Connor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Julian.
And Gerard and I are going to play a piece of music. Actually, I've chosen another piece of music from my opera, Shadow Ball. And this is a blues. It's called The Player's Dugout, and we hope you enjoy it. Thanks again to John O'Connor. Thank you. Gerard Harrington. And that was the player's dugout from Shadow Ball. His friends call him Ger. Well, the live music continues now at the Cork Jazz Festival. Please welcome back to the stage the Christine Tobin Quartet.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this sinking feeling like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows you really do. And everybody knows that you've been faithful. Oh, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. But there were so many people you just had to meet. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons. Thank you. news that the plague is coming. Everybody knows it's moving fast. And everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. Everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary, or to the beach at Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming apart. So take one last look at this sacred heart before everybody knows. Everybody knows. Yeah.
I don't know if many of you recognize that tune. Yes. And I understand the man who wrote that is extremely popular in this country. That was our version of a Leonard Cohen song, Everybody Knows. We're going to continue on with an original song. This is called Just Your Friend. Of a love I've known, your silence chills my heart. I will not possess you or change your world. I'm not your girl, just your friend. I don't want you to surrender or wound your pride. I'm not your bride, just your friend. Snow falls fast, a mantle to erase the past. Darkness chills my heart. I will not possess you or change your world. I'm not your girl, just your friend. I don't want you to surrender or wound your pride. I'm not your bride, just your friend. I just wanna be your friend. Boom, 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 boom
Image of love I've known. Your silence chills my heart. I will not possess you or change your world. I'm not your girl, just your friend. I don't want you to surrender or wound your pride. I'm not your bride, just your friend. I just wanna be your friend. I just want to be your friend. I just want to be your friend. I just want to be your friend. Little
do one more song for you. Thank you very much, and please thank again the wonderful Phil Robson on guitar. Gene Calderazzo on the drums. Dave Whitford on the double bass. This is a song called No Love, No Thrill. Nearby town, she keeps her head down low. Ice skating the pavement, a fake and a purpose and a place to go. Streams of light trail, passing cars, neon signs, flash grins on whiskey bars. Hey! He's not she's ever had before. His armor's bulletproof. Cool but devouring, he savors strength and remains aloof. Glides on the surface of her skin. She wants him close, but he won't come in. Much older. Young woman on her own. Oh, now she feels just like a fool. To think she tried to love a man so much colder. Word tapestry, crusading with kindness as she was blind to her fantasy. Woke this morning, it looked bad. These are the toughest times she's ever had. Oh.
Christine Tobin, please show your appreciation. Phil Robson on the guitar. Dave Whitford on the bass. And Gene Calderazzo on the drums. Christine Tobin, quality. This is Jazz Lineup at the 2010 Cork Jazz Festival and appearing at the Savoy Theatre is saxophonist Maceo Parker, the funk master on the alto. I caught up with him just before his sound check, but first, let's hear some of his music. So, from his Roots and Grooves album of 2007, this is Advanced Funk.
Thank you.
Maceo, it's an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to speak to us on Jazz Lineup. You're here with your group playing at the Cork Jazz Festival. Now, one of the things that really interests me about you is that when you set out to play the alto saxophone, what was your vision for yourself in the future? Did you think, oh, I'm going to be a jazz musician? Did you bargain for this funk status and this complete genre that you've helped to create?
Not at first. When we were, meaning me and my brothers, mm-hmm. we were like younger, like young. We knew music would be a part.
Right.
There was a piano always around, as far back as I can remember. And it was easy for me to hear chords mm-hmm. and changes in different songs and music and stuff. I had a drummer brother and a trombone player brother. Mm-hmm. So that was a group for us.
Okay.
You know, we try to imitate everybody.
All right.
Early stuff on, we heard like a lot of big band mm-hmm. stuff and a lot of jazz. I mean, you name it. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to hear everything.
Right.
So early on, I had no clue. But then at the same time, I could feel and hear rhythms. Mm-hmm. And I think which sort of led me into the funky side of it. Then by the time I'm trying to condense this a little
sure.
bit, but we started a group like 10 years old, 11 years old, 12, something like mm-hmm. that, and right on through
okay.
forever. By the time I got to go to college, that's when I noticed everybody wanted to do do the jazzy sort of thing. And I just looked at it like this, you know, there's two rooms. One room, I got 35 saxophone players all want to play jazz. Mm-hmm. Second room, I got four
right.
want to play funky.
Right.
I said, you know what? Maybe if I was like really, really good playing, no, if I really, really good playing jazz, out of 35, I may not be noticed. But if I'm really, really good playing funky, out of four, there's a pretty good chance somebody might notice me. And that's really why I kind of, other than the fact that I can hear the funky stuff as
sure.
well.
So then when you went on to define the genre as an alto saxophone player and as such a seminal member of the JBs and you know, all the way through your career, but when you looked back, did you think, my goodness, how did I get here?
No. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a surprise. I longed
right.
to do what I do. In other mm-hmm. words, again, very early, you know, college time mm-hmm. when you had that crossroad trying to figure out where should I go? Yeah, and how should I approach it? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. At one time, before I got there, mm-hmm. I thought it was finish high school, finish college, get a degree, mm-hmm. and teach.
Right.
The only difference is the level of where you taught, you know, private sector, whatever, elementary, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But it all has to do with teaching.
Okay.
You know, a music educator.
Right.
Then I found out, you know, you can also perform, be a performer. Mm-hmm. And again, so I decided, you know what? Golly, you're at night in Tunisia and all these places with Louis Armstrong traveling and mm-hmm. everybody traveling. I think I'd love to do that. I'm 19 years old now. Maybe 18, somewhere between 18 and 19. Mm-hmm. Teaching, we need teachers, very, very important. But, you know, the only thing that happened, the difference is, I mean, your same classroom, students come and go. And I thought traveling and going, you know, around the world would be a little bit more exciting mm-hmm. for me. When I got with James Brown through my brother, drummer brother, that James had met and heard play. I was playing tenor. Tenor was my major then. But I was hired with James Brown as a baritone sax player. Right. So there was a time when I played baritone and tenor. Mm-hmm. Baritone and tenor, and then just tenor.
Right.
Then I was gone for a while, mm-hmm. come back. And when I came back, he suggested I play alto. It was back in 74.
And you found your voice on that instrument.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Well, I would play the same way.
Yeah.
I play the same way. And when he suggested I play alto, I said, you know what? Alto's a little lighter. You know, it's not quite as heavy. Sure. And, I approach it the same way.
Your career on your own as a leader, as a defining saxophone player, has been many, many years now. And so what do you hope for the genre, for the funky genre, as one of the prime leaders?
I encourage young people to you know, search their soul, mm-hmm. or their inner thing, you know, and try to satisfy whatever that is. It doesn't have to be like me. It doesn't have to be like, you know, number two, number three, number four. You know, do your own thing. If it happens to be like me, fine. If it happens to be like, you know, number two, number three, something, you're right. Then fine. Yeah. But I think we as individuals have to sort of satisfy, you know, what's in there. At one time I thought, golly, Charlie Parker, mm-hmm. Maceo Parker. You know what? All I got to do is just get all of Charlie Parker's stuff and just whoosh it, study, like, and then come out, vroom. I mean, headlines, it reads and sounds great. Maceo Parker plays Charlie Parker. Mm-hmm. Then I thought, you know what, maybe a guy named Joe Green who played Charlie Parker, who's been playing Charlie Parker 15, 20 years more than me, so he's got to be better playing Charlie Parker than me. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not such a good idea, but I really thought that, you know, man, all I got to do is, you know, just go for it.
Yeah.
But then I said, no, okay, well, what about Maceo Parker playing Maceo Parker? So then I had to go in there. Let me find out what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Maceo, thank you so much for speaking to us. And in that short amount of time, you covered a lot of ground. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Roots and Grooves album featuring Rodney Skeet Curtis on the bass, Dennis Chambers on the drums, and the WDR Big Band of Cologne. That was To Be or Not To Be by Maceo Parker. And I was talking to the alto funk legend earlier at his rehearsal for his concert at the Cork Jazz Festival. Well, that ends Jazz Lineup, coming from the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival 2010. Thank you to the management and staff at the Clarion Hotel of Cork for accommodating us well here in the city and mounting this outside broadcast with us. And thank you very much to you all for being such a great audience. Our thanks to the director of the Cork School of Music Big Band, John O'Connor, and bassist Gerard Harrington, as well as Maceo Parker, Paul Booth, and not forgetting Christine Tobin with her excellent band. Next week on Jazz Lineup, we stay in festival mood and preview the London Jazz Festival that starts on the 12th of November.
Kevin Legendre and I will be perusing through the festival guide and picking our personal highlights. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night features composer and improviser Varian Weston in session with his vocal group Vociferous, which brings together 9 singers from Austria, Serbia, and Armenia. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, in Cork. Bye-bye.